It is only in the most technical sense that we can say that the budget debate does not take place in an election year. The campaign for the White House has been underway for some time.
And yesterday, five Republican candidates took questions at a forum in South Carolina. Senator Jim DeMint organized the meeting.
He's one of the strongest voices of his party's most conservative wing. Julie Rose filed this report for member station WFAE.
The event started on a bit of a deflated note with news that the frontrunner in the Republican race, Texas Governor Rick Perry, backed out at the last minute to deal with raging wildfires in his state. That left former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney as the leading candidate on stage and the one who seemed to squirm the most under the panel's scrutiny. He's pitched his campaign for independent voters he'll need in a general election and has struggled to gain Tea Party support. Here's Senator Jim DeMint poking Romney on one of his thorniest issues.
You know, if you're our nominee, the president's going to say that you implemented Obamacare in Massachusetts. How would you describe what Massachusetts did?
With less than a minute to respond, Romney insisted his law was much more limited than the federal one, which he says is
simply unconstitutional. It's bad law. Government. It's bad medicine. And on day one of my administration, I'll direct the Secretary of Health and Human Services to grant a waiver from Obamacare to all 50 states. It has got to be stopped, and I know it better than most. Thank you.
Sir. Thank you, man.
Thanks. Good to be with you.
Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann went even further, saying the federal health care law should be repealed right now.
Because I believe that Obamacare will so metastasize itself into every part of American life that we will never get rid of it again. And this is the foundation for socialized medicine. Make no mistake about it. It will change the face of this nation forever.
Bachmann also said she thinks it's unconstitutional for states to require people have health care. That seemed to surprise the three panelists, for whom states' rights is paramount. Each of the candidates got 20 minutes alone on stage to respond to questions from Senator DeMint, Iowa Congressman Steve King, and conservative scholar Robert George of the American Principles Project. The forum was designed to vet the conservative credentials of the candidates, with questions leaning toward litmus test issues such as abortion and gay marriage. The panelists sounded occasionally like teachers trying to coax the right answer out of a student.
Will you choose as your running mate for vice president someone who shares your pro-life and your pro-marriage convictions?
Absolutely.
Good. Thank you.
Absolutely.
That was businessman Herman Cain being questioned by Robert George. Former Georgia Congressman Newt Gingrich and Texas Congressman Ron Paul also got a chance to argue their conservative cred on stage. Asked what they would do to create jobs, all of the candidates touched on the need to lower taxes, limit regulation, and shrink the role of the federal government. Congressman Paul got big applause from the audience on that last point. What federal programs would he eliminate?
Well, that's a difficult question because that's a long list. I'd rather you give me the list of one of the things we should keep.
Yeah.
We need a system of sound money, property rights, contracts, a judicial system, and a defense department, said Paul.
But not a heck of a lot else.
Paul also differed from the other candidates on the topic of abortion. He would not concede the need for congressional action or a constitutional amendment to ban abortion. States need to make that decision, said Paul. Romney also differed from the conservative panelists on that issue, saying he would focus on appointing justices to the Supreme Court who would respect the Constitution and give states the power to govern abortion. Since each candidate was alone on stage and spent the rest of the forum out of earshot, there was none of the fireworks and political sniping that have begun to mark the crowded Republican race. They'll have a chance for that when they meet in a traditional debate on Wednesday night at the Reagan Library. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Columbia.
Some other election news. Michelle Bachmann has run a stronger campaign than many anticipated, and now the architect of that campaign is stepping down.
Ed Rollins, a veteran of many Republican campaigns, is 68, and he says he doesn't have the energy to work the long hours.
He'll move to a smaller advisory capacity instead. Mr. Rollins also told CNN that he thinks the race for the nomination has become a contest between two other contenders, Mitt Romney and Rick Perry.